going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
This is Total Information AM. I'm Megan Lynch. Tariffs and uncertainty, two keywords seen in the latest survey by the Federal Reserve. Let's get a picture now of the economy in our region, though. I am joined once again by Chuck Gasco, an economist with the Federal Reserve Bank of St. Louis. Thank you so much for coming in studio this morning.
Yeah, happy to be here.
So we're talking about the latest Beige Book report. Remind us, what is the Beige Book?
Yeah, so the Beige Book is a summary of all of the information that the Federal Reserve System has collected from business contacts and community leaders across the nation. And we try to summarize it in a short, concise report so everyone can hear what we've been hearing over the last couple of weeks.
What are those contacts saying right now about what they're seeing?
Yeah, so, you know, at the highest level, uncertainty has risen to an unprecedented level in many cases. It seems like economic growth has slowed in many parts of the nation as well as in this region. But at the same time, the labor market seems to be holding up okay. So that's pretty welcome. We've heard from businesses that, you know, they have plans to reduce their workforce, but those are still sitting on the shelf. So they're not pulling them off and trying to figure out how they have to manage lower demand. So demand's still holding up, employment's still holding up. Inflation pressures seem to be building a little bit higher as a result of some of the tariff announcements. Businesses are trying to figure out what they can pass through, what they're going to push back on. So overall, you know, pretty uncertain environment at this point in time.
The last time we talked, weather was a factor. Did that continue to be a factor in this report?
So it did, not specifically in the St. Louis region, but across the broader Midwest and into northern Arkansas and into Tennessee and into Kentucky, we had some pretty dramatic storms that went through. And for row crop farmers, it was catastrophic. That was one part of the nation that was not in a drought, and it got hit really hard with rain. So they're going to have to be replanting in some of those areas.
Let's look at some of the sectors, including construction. Where do we stand on that? Because this is typically a peak time where that construction starts to boom.
Yeah, so what we've heard from contacts at this point is that most construction projects are still going forward. There have been some announcements of price increases, and so there's a little bit of reshuffling, trying to figure out how you're going to finance the projects. But those that were ready to go are continuing to go forward. Where there's been a little bit of pullback are projects that were related to some federal grants and federal funding that have maybe gotten pulled back, or there's uncertainty of if that money is going to come through in reimbursements. And that has led to some announcements of some pullback in projects.
What about manufacturing? Because earlier this morning we had an interview with a couple of entrepreneurs about how challenging it is to ramp up manufacturing in light of tariffs. Are we seeing any efforts in that area?
So at this point, this uncertainty is really paralyzing. What we heard from contacts across many sectors, but specifically also in the manufacturing and logistics spaces, they know kind of the ground rules, then they can figure out how to optimize. At this point, they're kind of sitting on sifting sands, and they don't really know what the end goal is going to look like, so they don't know how they have to change things. And so they're really just in a pause mode at this point in time.
So we've talked about construction, manufacturing. What about consumers? What are they doing right now? Are they feeling that same uncertainty?
Yeah, so overall, consumer spending seems like it's pulled back a little bit, but there are some pockets that we've seen some really strong sales numbers. So auto sales, for example, in March were very strong, as there seems to be a little bit of pre-buying. Also, some reports of that on larger appliances in some cases, but travel activity has slowed a bit. And then things like toys, holiday sales around the Easter time, those pulled back a little bit and they were a bit weaker. But things like grocery stores and other essential items, those sales have remained pretty strong. So a mixed picture, but definitely some signs of weakness at this point.
Overall, how do we compare to the rest of the country?
Overall, our district is, I would say, generally in the middle of the pack. Where we saw the weakness, it was predominantly on the coast and in the Northeast. Our district was pretty consistent with many other areas of the country. But again, you know, particularly in the southern part of our district in southern Missouri, some of those storms that came through were quite devastating.
Any bright spots that you can share with listeners?
You know, while I downplayed it, I still would say that the labor market is in a good place, and I think that's a bright spot that we can't downplay. The fact that, you know, unemployment rates are still really low, firms seem to be happy with their levels of employment, they're not laying off workers, they're still hiring, but primarily to replace departing workers. We still have a tight labor market, and that is continues to be a bright spot for the economy at this point in time.
Thank you so much. Always appreciate having you in.
Yeah, absolutely. Happy to be here.
We'll have you in for the next Beige Book report as well. That is Chuck Gascon. He is an economist with the Federal Reserve Bank of St. Louis.